Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited,
the Conservation International Guyana,
Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit republicguyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to republicguyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
A COVID-19 PCR test is now mandatory for many routine activities, including travel and return to work purposes. At Eureka, our trained and experienced staff will ensure confidentiality while your test is conducted in a professional and timely manner, which results in just 48 hours. So the next time you require an efficient and hassle-free PCR COVID-19 test, call 624-8378, 608-8378, or 623-7233 to schedule your appointment. You can also ask about our house call testing service.
In our last episode, Marla visited Anil but told him that nothing has changed, though she would stay for a few days. She then left to collect Mina. Goldman suggested to Anil that he move on with his life, but he decided to try to salvage his marriage. John met Coretta and was very admiring, even exchanging telephone numbers with her. He was later warned by Anil and Goldman to be careful. Right now, Dinah and John are discussing Coretta.
You really want to know about Coretta Finance? John, you and they're good, how you there?
What do you mean, Dinah? I'm just trying to find a buddy lady.
Look, make your son go back home, yeah? Because these women in Murondoy would end you.
So, she's a bad person?
I don't call nobody bad. But I don't think she's the type of woman for you.
What do you mean?
Always in some story in this village. She and another one named Sister Patsy.
Well, I guess I'm going to find out for myself.
You serious?
I's a man like a challenge.
Well, good luck, my dear.
A nice woman like that? Man, I would worship the ground she walk on.
Coretta?
She would take care of me, and I would take care of she.
Father God, you know. John, you pursue this and anything happen, don't say Dinah Boston, then warn you. Good luck.
Anyway, I'm going out here and buy two lotto. You want a ticket?
Old man is the one who display lotto and scratch and all them things. You can go over by the restaurant and ask him.
You know, if I win the lotto, I could stay in Murundi and me and Coretta could live happily ever after.
Well, yes.
I'll see you later, Dino.
Father God, let John see the light before he make one of the biggest mistakes of his life.
Brian, stop calling me.
Divine, you and your man know that that baby is me own. It's better you target shoot now and save yourself from the embarrassment when the DNA results come.
Let me tell you something. The next time you call me, I will call the police.
And tell them that you don't want to see me, child.
Divine, you want puri or roti?
I taking me child from you.
You okay? Who you talking to? Look, take the phone. Hello?
Who's this? Unique?
Brian. Why you don't stop harassing this woman?
And why you don't stout the baby more than baby father business?
Bye-bye. He's a real cross, I tell you.
I'm so tired, Unique.
You allowing him to make you cry?
It's not just him.
Who is it?
Ryan doesn't think the baby is his.
What?
He said he don't see the resemblance between the two of them.
Girl, everybody say the baby look like Ignatius.
Except Ryan.
Look, soon y'all gonna get the DNA results.
I just thought Ryan would believe me. For him to just turn around and say that Emmanuel is not his, when I'm 100% sure that he's the father.
Like I said, Divine, soon everything gonna clear up.
I just expected Ryan to stick with me. It's like he and Brian against me now.
Don't take none of them on. You need to be in a good frame of mind to take care of your son.
Which reminds me, let me check in with Shelly. She babysitting.
You pump milk?
Yeah, girl. I was able to pump 12 ounces before I came out. It's exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months.
Nice. Anyway, you want puri or roti and curry?
Puri, thanks.
All right. I'm gonna be right back.
Yes, son. I just came back from Spaz Incorporated. Oh, Spaz, they deal with like water purification, filtration, and things like that. Yeah, I'm trying to see how we could improve the water we're using at the restaurant. Yeah, man. Anyways, it's nice of you to check in with me. Oh, my grandchildren. And the wife? Good, good.
Divine, I telling you, you can't take on these men.
But Unique, this whole experience with Brian, I will never cheat on Ryan again.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, Mr. Goldman.
Hi.
You are the ExxonMobil lady, right?
Mr. Goldman, I'm not the ExxonMobil lady. I work with ExxonMobil.
Same difference.
You sitting down?
I can't sit with you ladies.
We were kind of having a private conversation.
Well, I just wanted to pick Ms. Divine's brain about a few things concerning ExxonMobil.
Yeah, but you can't just intrude. Divine, you okay with this?
I don't mind.
Well, all right. Y'all excuse me. I'm going in the restaurant and check on a few things.
Your friend doesn't like me at all.
I won't say that she doesn't like you. She's just not accustomed to seeing a man around her grandmother.
But I'm good to Dinah.
Give her time.
Anyway, what's the latest with ExxonMobil?
What do you want to know?
I keep hearing people talking about this local content business and how much is being done.
Yes.
But personally, I don't have any stats.
If you really wanted information, you could find it quite easily, Mr. Goldman. So, what do you want to know?
Well, for example, what about the employees? What's the figures like?
Well, I can tell you that by the end of 2020, the workforce increased to more than 2,300.
Not bad. But there's not all Guyanese, I would assume.
No, not all, but more than 56% is Guyanese.
And I figure that with time, the figure gonna increase.
Most definitely.
So where you really work?
In the office.
But I would assume the more than 2,300 people all don't work at ExxonMobil office.
Of course not. The office staff is just over 140, and out of that around 65 are Guyanese.
I love it.
But outside of that, you also have operation and maintenance trainees. Matter of fact, some trainees recently returned from 18 months of training in Canada.
Those are great opportunities, man.
Yeah, and right now they're doing on-the-job training on Lisa Destiny.
If only I was a young man when we discovered this island, Guyana.
Well, not because you're an older man means you can't benefit. You're working with Boston Restaurant, right?
Helping out, Malik.
And Boston Restaurant is registered with the Center for Local Business Development.
Yes, Dinah was telling me something about that.
So you can benefit from the trainings. Right now, over 800 Guyanese vendors are providing services from food to engineering. When you think about it, everybody can benefit somehow from ExxonMobil.
Well, you know I'm a retired miner.
Yeah.
Resources like oil, gold, diamonds, they bring a lot of income into the economy.
From local content alone, over $31 billion was pumped into the economy.
Nice.
And let me tell you further, Mr. Goldman, I'm really happy I got this job because it's a career I'm building. I don't really need to work because my husband has money through his dad.
Yes, I heard.
But working with ExxonMobil is my own thing. I like it because you can grow. We, the staff, have benefited from more than 160,000 hours of training.
Fantastic.
I see myself staying with the company for a long time.
Well, I wish you the best, Ms. Devine. I wish I could have stayed in mining much longer.
Something wrong here. I know we're supposed to got more money than this in here. On Monday, I deposited... let me see here. Okay. That's the money I deposited in the Republic Bank. So we're supposed to have... Something ain't right here.
So why you had to leave mining, Mr. Goldman?
Well, besides the fact that I caught malaria many times.
Yikes.
I survived typhoid, snake bites, and even mercury poisoning.
You know, that's one thing I've always been curious about. I was born in the interior, you know.
Really?
Yeah. My mom died a long time ago, and then I was with my grandmother for a while before I came to live with my father, Murundai.
I see.
But I've been hearing so many stories about how mercury is affecting the way of life of the indigenous communities.
Yes, yes. I mean, when it gets into the water, air and so, it's not good.
It affects the fish, right?
Yes. Because you see what could happen. When the mercury end up in the river, it has changed into a chemical called methyl mercury. And it goes into the air when we burning off the gold.
Goodness.
It can get into small organisms that the small fish could easily eat. And then remember, you got the big fish that eats small fish.
And then we might end up eating that big fish.
Exactly. What is sad is that cooking does not get rid of mercury.
Really?
You can get brain damage. Your nervous system could damage. Even your reproductive system could be damaged by mercury.
That is frightening.
Yeah. But the good thing is that we're moving away from mining with mercury. New technologies, new equipment. Eventually, Guyana will have mercury-free mining.
Thank God.
Yeah, man.
How miners making out with COVID, though?
Well, mining is considered an essential service.
Okay.
So miners got strict guidelines to follow when they're traveling at the mining sites or the landing.
Happy to hear that.
Everybody got to adjust. But it seems like we will be living with COVID for a while.
Well, as soon as the vaccine is available for people like me, I go in and take it.
Same thing I tell Indina. I ready.
Hey, Divine, where my baby there?
Brian, please leave me alone.
Brian, don't cause a scene here.
Who you left me child with, girl?
Unique, you sure?
Yes, Granny. Some money missing.
Check it again, man. You probably make a mistake.
But I don't check it 3 times.
Check it again.
Brian, I ain't gonna stand here and let you harass this young lady, you know. Go along your way, man.
Is what going on out there?
It's Brian.
No, Mr. Goldman. You don't know how much things this will put me through, you know. Right now, I ain't even getting to see me child.
I don't have a child with you.
I can't wait to see your face when the DNA test results come back, boy.
Brian, go home.
What's really going on here?
I got it under control, my love. No need to worry.
Brian, you need to leave and stop harassing my friend.
Yo. Watch. You see when the truth come out? All of you going to shame. Just wait.
Boy, go home and sleep. And stop all that smoking, man. I can smell it on you. You're not in your right mind, you know.
Yo, it's because I respect you, Mr. Goldman. But Divine, I come in from each other as soon as we get them results.
Go home.
As soon as we get them results, boy.
Divine, you okay?
Yes, Miss Dinah. Thanks, guys.
I will have a serious talk with him.
No need. He won't be a problem much longer in my life. Emmanuel is not his child.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company. SMADS Limited, the Small Business Bureau and the Conservation International Guyana, with funding from the Global Environment Facility and the Norwegian Agency for Development Cooperation, urging you to observe all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.